My name is Lindsay Lewis. I'm with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. We've been working with Dr. Reed Adams at UCA in the biology department there since 2007. And he and I go back beyond that. But in 2007, we began working on alligator gar. We identified a spawning population on the Fish LaFay River. We collected the first spawn juveniles that were 3-4 inches long individuals over there that ever been collected in the state and formally documented. We then proceeded from there to locate adults in the area, and then we tracked those fish. Once we were able to capture them, you know, we put transmitters on them and tracked them for several years, learning more about the habitats that they use and how they behave over there. And so we've now had several years of spawning observations. And oddly, we were very fortunate in that 2007 we observed the spawning, and it was a successful year. But the difficulties in the long-lived fish, even though they can spawn many times, one of the problems with the fish, and it may be even a life strategy if you think about it, to control their numbers and self-control, in a sense, of their population, is that they only have a successful reproduction every so many years. And so in 2007, we see a successful recruitment of juveniles into the population, and we have not seen that since.